Back for hour two of the game. John Kurtz, Mitch Fortner with you. This is pre-recorded, people. I think this is a bit I'm going to tell you every single time. This is pre-recorded because Mitch and I are out at baseball. And I would like to just give a shout-out to John Kurtz, who may or may not be like out on the concourse right now listening to this. So, John, if you're out there and listening, shout-out. Have a happy birthday. No, I'm just kidding. But I've always wanted to hear myself on the radio, Mitch. It's never happened. I would love to hear myself on the concourse. How great would that be?
You know, if you want, we could make you the play ball kid. You get to yell play ball into the microphone right before South Dakota State steps up to the plate to lead off the first.
That's great. I would love it. We'll take. So Les Miles is out at Kansas. The news from Jesse Newell this afternoon is that they settled Kansas and Les Miles for $1.9 million, which is less than the $8 million that he was going to be owed, which tells you a lot about what these allegations actually mean, like how strongly Les felt like, I guess lack thereof, strongly his leverage was, like that there was not a lot of leverage there because of what actually came out here. Like it tells you all you need to know about the situation, that Kansas was able to skirt $6 million on this whole deal. But here's the thing. And we've covered in a lot of ground. If you missed it, check out the podcast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify. We've covered a lot of ground. Like Kansas football going to still be a mess. I still can't imagine that they make a hire that would be strong on paper. Like I don't know who's going to be interested in this thing. I would think it would be a really, really tough putt. I don't think Jeff Long should be making the hire. I would love him to. I don't think he should if you're Kansas. I think that's still obviously an element here that still needs to play out. But Kansas getting out of Jeff Long and Les Miles and saving $6 million could wind up being a good thing in the long run. So it is something that you always have to monitor if you are a K-State fan. However, the most important thing is it concerns us. And by us, I mean us as a show. Me and Mitch. What are we going to do for content now? What in the world are we going to do for content? Because it was so easy, even though Kansas tried the old 10 p.m. news dump, I was still able to come in this morning and put together the Les Miles highlight reel, which you're going to hear in just a second. We had a whole folder just ready to go. Best of Les Miles folder. I'm typically not all that organized, as Mitch can attest to. I would say that I'm actually like fairly organized in my own way, but it's not a conventional organizational way.
Not my style.
It's usually not I'm not good at saving clips as we go along. And frankly, we should be better at doing that, or I should get an intern in here doing that and saving things better along the way. But Les was so good from a content standpoint that it forced me to create a folder called Best of Les Miles that legitimately has existed on our servers here since the guy was hired. And it was that easy to just pull up like 20 clips of Les being Les. And that's with us not listening every single week. Like, we kind of half-heartedly had Mason do that for a little while, but we weren't good at following through on it every single week. And we still came up with like 20 just gold comments, either gold or creepy comments. Now, in hindsight, some of them. And that is a legitimate concern for our show. We have leaned on Les Miles for content for a very, very long time. And I will say, I can assure you Kansas's next hire will not be nearly as much of a gold mine of content. I think that is impossible. If there's one thing Les had the market cornered on besides being creepy, it's being a total treasure trove of talent if you are somebody from the opposite side of where he's at on the rivalry.
Okay, so separate what we're doing right now to what he's been accused of, why he is leaving Kansas, what happened at LSU in 2013. If I could give a 21-gun salute to Les Miles press conferences, I would arrange it right now because it's something.
21 guns. Why do you need 21 guns?
Isn't that the typical military salute when somebody passes away?
Oh, is that what it is? Is that why Green Day has that song, 21 Guns?
I don't know. It sounded right to me. I'm no military kid.
Okay, all right.
I'm not what they call an army brat. You've thrown me off here. Where was I? Anyway, I would properly honor what we've had on air with I would show it some honor for what it deserves. All right, I would give the 21-gun salute, give a little salute to the old forehead, and say, adieu, soldier. But I think you've done something a little bit better.
I have. I would suggest that it is also better myself. Now, believe this is a former number one song of the day that makes an appearance here in this as well.
As a matter of fact, the tune you will hear has actually come up a couple of times in number one song of the day.
Oh, that's right. You're right. It has.
Because there was the OG and then the people that ripped off the OG.
Yeah. Boy, Sting. He's got to stop ripping people off. Anyway, here is the best of Les Miles.
How are you this morning, Coach?
It's a beautiful day in Kansas. Blue skies. Everything's going to be a good work day.
Great.
He's taking responsibility. He's been remorseful. He's learned from this experience, as has our team.
I don't have anything as good as Jenny, but
she's a lot prettier than you too.
Yeah, absolutely.
China. It's coming from China. Hey, it ain't gonna get here.
And again, no violence against a woman is okay. So I did not make this decision.
This is the United States. It's a long way from China. Ladies, we're ready for your questions.
Well, I don't know if they opt out because of the pandemic, then they opt into the pandemic.
It was a beautiful snatch now. So, yeah.
That China has really changed our society from fast food to...
Who we play?
Chase State.
Who we play? Who we play? Who is Chase State?
Are there any regrets about any of the way that stuff went down?
Yeah, you know what? It's the it's always a how the it was given. Now, I'd like to deviate.
Great.
My absolute favorite in all of that. It's probably not the same as anybody else, but it is 100% the first clip, and then you hear the great I used again at the back end there. But the moderator from the Big 12, it's just that great, the tone of voice on that great after Les gives this like rambling. It's supposed to just be like normal pleasantries at the beginning of a call. A coach would typically just say, "Hey, doing great." Like, and that's it. That's all it's supposed to be. And Les goes and gives his whole spiel, and then you just get, great. It's just too good. It's just, I got to hear that part one more time.
How are you this morning, Coach?
It's a beautiful day in Kansas. Blue skies. Everything's going to be a good work day.
Great.
every breath Les takes.
Oh, man.
You can expect some... some buffoonery.
Well, I played it because it is "I'll Be Missing You." All right. That was the significance of it. I did not look up the Sting version. I looked up "I'll
the
Be
Police.
Missing You." Whatever. Sting, same thing, right? I mean,
yeah, Sting is Sting, but I'm going to give credit to the band as well that deserves
it. Okay. Well, I mean, either way, they stole it from P. Diddy, and that's okay. Here's something else that I dug up, Mitch. Do you remember this? I had completely forgotten about this until I was looking through our Les folder.
This is United States.
I know, I did too. We have too much content from this guy, man. We have too much content.
This is United States.
Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up.
This is United States.
Don't catch you slipping up.
Dude, please go. This is America by Childish Gambino. That was such a perfect marriage there. Apparently that happened on my birthday too, because it's marked August 26th.
So. Well, yeah, you left the studio real quick and you just threw it together. I don't know if Mason brought it up. I guess he would have. You still would have been here by then.
Yeah, that was right at the end of Mason. Right at the end of Mason.
Which is classic John Kurtz music editing. Just completely clip out a part of the song and just throw in your own audio or Les Miles' audio.
Well, first
Baylor
of all,
Baylor News ballot is a good example of that.
Yeah, okay, but that's the humor.
Right.
That's the humor, and it's supposed to be crude. It's the same way I Photoshop, okay? Now, audio editing, I could do a better job. Photoshop, my skills are still, like, rudimentary enough, but I could get better at it, but it looks funnier if you just throw a poor Photoshop job and just some, you know, looks like it was made in, like, clip art or something. Like, that's the humor in it, Mitch. That's why it's funny.
One clip you did leave out is... I remember, well, you told me the story, actually. Mason was cutting up. And who knows, by the way, because we don't cover KU Athletics on the reg.
Okay. Are you trying to still figure out if Les farted?
Yes. Like, we who knows what we missed over the last couple of years of what potentially Les Miles said, if, you know, the KU media just thinks of it as, oh, it's classic Les, when we might think it's hilarious. But Mason storming down the hallway to tell you that, okay, he thinks Les Miles has farted during the press conference.
That was great. Like, Mason was in here cutting up the press conference. I'm just working away. Like, it's quiet. Nobody, you know, not a creature was stirring in Manhattan Broadcasting, not even a mouse. And Mason just, I could, sprinting. I was like, what is happening? Like, I thought the building was about to burn down or something. And he just yells into the office, Les Miles farted during a press conference. And I was like, okay, calm down, slow down. I didn't include it in the best of Les Miles because it's very, first of all, it's indiscernible whether or not it's really a fart. It's like a split second long. You can't tell what's going on. It needs proper context. But I do happen to have the audio here because, of course, I do.
Getting better. We're... Jacoby Lott.
Okay, so that's
what else could that be?
This is what you have to decide. You I can't even remember where I landed on that. I was trying to be devil's advocate for a while there first, and I think say that, like, it wasn't a fart, but I feel like by the end of the show I came around to it.
Oh, Mason and I were totally on board that it was definitely passing gas.
Alright, well, you can decide. You know what? Tweet us at the game KMAN. What do you think? Did Les fart or did Les not fart? That's how we should put a cap on the Les Miles era, is debating again endlessly whether or not he farted during a press conference. Hopefully we'll have more time to unload more of these things and just do, you know, we could do like a whole couple weeks in memoriam of Les Miles' tenure at Kansas here now that he is out. All right, Mitch has our Jabroni of the Week coming up next.
And then everyone said, Jabroni.
You jabronis hit the jackpot.
That Jabroni you have sent in your studio.
Is this Jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
It's Tuesday. You know what that means.
Can we just leave that in, by the way?
Sure.
Okay. Let's, you know what?
It's like you're Here Come the Cats when you mock me.
Yeah, I thought that was
Jabroni of the
week. I thought that was a really good... Hey, here's Jabroni in the studio. It's Jabroni of the week.
Well, it's time to publicly shame some ding-dongs with Jabroni of the Week. Three dishonorable mentions. I'll culminate with Jabroni of the Week, but first, my first dishonorable mention is UFC fighter Petran Yan. He committed a very terrible mistake in his fight Saturday, UFC 259, defending his bantamweight title when his opponent, Aljamain Sterling, was down on his knees. He was technically down, all right? He was not in a fighting position, a standing fighting position. Well, Yan delivered a knee to the forehead of Sterling. That is illegal. You cannot do that. Sterling falls down. He cannot continue the fight. So the official decides to rule it a disqualification, and Sterling becomes the new UFC bantamweight champion via disqualification. Yan making a huge mistake, losing the title via DQ.
Yeah, and UFC. Oh.
Well, let's try this one on. My second dishonorable
mention.
Can I
just say this? The only thing UFC ever does in my life is to ruin a perfectly good night. Because, I know, because you'll be out somewhere like, hey, let's go to the old Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. And you walk in and you're like, oh, God, it's UFC night and it's
yeah,
packed.
I think of the same thing with B-dubs.
And the crowd. Okay, I'll stop short of that. Not a huge fighting fan, okay? I'm a lover, not a fighter, people.
My next dishonorable mention is who usually cashes in with a great pay-per-view. That is AEW World Champion Kenny Omega. Matt Hall would.
Is this going to be about the fact that there was supposed to be like some big explosion and it was just like three fireworks?
So listen to this. So the match they had for the title, which John Moxley was facing the champion Kenny Omega, it is called a exploding barbed wire death match, which was a huge thing back in the day in Japan. And Kenny Omega and John Moxley have been involved in some themselves before facing each other. What happens is when a guy hits the ropes, there's actually barbed wire there. When they hit it, it explodes. There's, you know, C4 going, like little pieces of C4 going off all over the place. And it's quite the spectacle. It really is. I mean, there is high entertainment value, but it's also both guys are just a bloody mess. But the way these matches end is after 30 minutes, they call it the exploding ring, which the element of the what you're supposed to believe is the guys are dead. You know, they exploded in the fire, and there's usually this huge explosion. Well, Kenny Omega, who designed the whole thing, it turned out when the 30 minutes expired, the explosion was supposed to take place. Some sparklers went off on the ring posts, and there were some very small explosions around the ring. It was very lame. I mean, it's fair to call it a dud. It was a huge dud.
But, like, what happened? Like, was there supposed to be
it just didn't,
more?
It just wasn't as awesome, I guess, as what they thought. I mean, there's really no news if it
but
was...
But how do you make that mistake? I mean, it was literally like a...
It was bad.
It was like if someone just took three black cats and stuck them on there and, like, you know, just imagine what that would look like. It would just look like poof, poof, poof.
The crowd,
like, that's it.
The crowd let AEW know how bad it was. And what was funny is John Moxley, after the show, got on the microphone and says, I respect this guy, but Kenny Omega can't make an exploding ring worth a blank. And the place just popped. It was really funny. Anyway, my last dishonorable mention is going to Northwest Missouri State men's basketball. A great finish to the MIAA tournament.
How dare you do this
floor
to Trevor Hudgens? Come on, man.
Northwest Missouri State, because with 2.7 seconds left, Washburn, the road team in the championship game, is down 2 points. Well, Tyler Guymon for Washburn hits a three-quarters court three-pointer as time expires to upset Northwest Missouri State 69-68. And that landed at number 2 on SportsCenter's top 10 plays.
What was better than that? Like, that was a crazy,
shot. I have no idea.
But, man, hey, shout out to Trevor Hudgens. That dude's still a G out there at Northwest Missouri State, man. He is awesome.
But finally, my jabroni of the week. I couldn't confirm if Scott Frost was wearing a hoodie this week, so I have to go with Plan B, and that is
Les Miles.
Former KU football coach Les Miles. If you need a reason why, I suggest going back to our podcast, SoundCloud, NewsRadioKman.com, either one, Apple Podcasts, whichever, and go back and listen to pretty much the entire show as to why he is Jabroni of the Week.
This is United States. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't catch you slipping, no. Look what I'm whipping, no.